In the next few months, the board at Copley Hospital will vote on whether or not to close the birthing center at the small community hospital in Mooresville. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp has more on the choice before them.
Marge Kelso worked on and off at Copley Hospital for almost 50 years.
I delivered babies that I then delivered those babies' babies.
The next closest hospital is 45 minutes away, so many of her patients are from nearby. But some have gone out of their way to deliver there, like second homeowners who come to town at the end of their pregnancies.
I've had people cross the border from Canada to come to Copley to have their babies. We've had people from New Hampshire who've come up to have their babies with us.
One thing that makes Copley special is it's one of only three hospitals in the state where midwives are the attendants for most births, rather than physicians. That's been shown to save the healthcare system money, and it's what Kelso did for much of her career. She retired a few years ago. And since then, the hospital has been in rough financial shape. They lost money for several years in a row and have been short on cash. So recently, there's been a suggestion among hospital leaders to close the labor and delivery service.
So, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
The roads weren't too slippery for you.
I spoke with Barbara Walls, the hospital spokesperson, and Joe Wooden, Copley's president, about that prospect.
Financial distress changes everything. And so that's why we look at services, and that's why the birthing center is being looked at.
Wooden has been around a lot of rural hospitals.
Having worked at six hospitals, been a CEO of four, I really do understand this. I understand how difficult and sensitive this is, but hard decisions sometimes need to be made to make us healthy and to move forward.
The birthing center is not a moneymaker for the hospital. He estimates it loses $3 to $5 million a year, though the hospital did not provide details behind that figure. And a big concern he has is about the number of babies delivered here. It's pretty small, a little under 200 births a year, and those numbers have been declining. That's the case for several hospitals in the state, and at many rural hospitals across the country, births are much lower. Even still,
I'm concerned about volume as it relates to quality and competency and cost.
But the quality of care that Copley provides is excellent. We have excellent providers.
An outside report commissioned by the state recommended that Copley shift or grow its birthing center in the long term based on population trends in Vermont. The report suggested other immediate changes to make the hospital more efficient, but it did not recommend closing the birthing center anytime soon. And this year, Copley is projected to be profitable. They're on track to bring in over $110 million in revenue and several million in profit. I asked Wooden about this.
I'm imagining that that is under the assumption that the birthing center is, you know, still part of the hospital.
It's currently in the budget, yes. We haven't put together FY26 yet. So these are just really difficult discussions as to what services we provide and how we provide them and what can we afford.
Those discussions have been especially difficult for some of the providers at the hospital, like Kip Bovee. We talked along a trail in Mooresville.
It feels terrible. It feels like what you do isn't valued and that money is the only driving factor.
Bovee has been a midwife at Copley for the past 13 years. During that time, the hospital has had one of the lowest C-section rates in the state. She says there haven't been any major complications like strokes or deaths or having to remove someone's uterus because of severe bleeding.
We have really good outcomes. We're providing great care. We're having good neonatal outcomes. We have great support from UVM when we need it.
Since Bovee first heard about the potential of losing the birthing center, she's been trying to stop it because the stakes feel really high. In other rural communities where labor and delivery units have closed, there are more emergency room and premature births, a leading cause of infant mortality. That's according to a study of closures at over 100 hospitals in the U.S. Staff at the hospital have been trying to spread the word that this service could go away. The nurses' union ran several ads in the local paper, and a petition started last month has garnered over 1,500 signatures. But that effort has taken a toll.
It's that hard thing of, like, you're busy doing the work and you're carving out time to fight to keep doing your work. Like, it's a lot.
The hospital has said they expect the board to vote on the future of the birthing center after May. The board president did not respond to a request for an interview. For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.